The lawmaking process. To become a law, an idea must be put into writing as a bill of law, which must be passed by both legislative houses, the Federal Senate and the Chamber of Deputies. Deputies and senators are chosen by voters to legislate on behalf of the nation. However, the initiative of laws is not an exclusive prerogative of parliamentarians. The President of the Republic, the higher courts, the federal public prosecution, and the citizens in general may propose new bills of law. Bills of law originating in the Chamber of Deputies, if approved in that House, are forwarded to the Senate, which will review them. If they are initiated in the Senate, they are forwarded to the Chamber of Deputies, which then reviews the decisions of the initiating House. We should point out the role of the Senate and the Chamber's standing committees. They are composed of parliamentaries, and they discuss and vote the matters related to the affairs within their jurisdiction, issuing reports which will be used as a basis for voting in the plenary hall. After being passed by the legislative branch, a bill of law is forwarded to the President of the Republic, who may sign it into law or veto it. If a bill of law is vetoed, Congress has the final word. It can uphold the veto or override it definitively.